It is 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, a magical number for a magical moment. It is just a great pleasure to welcome to the studio a participant in the reinvention stories, but of the moment, of this hour, more relevant. She's one of the graduating seniors of the Wright State Film School, and it's just a delight to have you, Megan Haig. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
The Wright State Film School is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. It's been a wild 5 years. Yeah.
Wow, 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
And this is the culmination. We were talking about some numbers, but you know, well over 100, sometimes as many as 200 students enter in the first years, and this year there are 10 students graduating.
Yeah. I graduated, so this was my fifth year. We call ourselves super seniors. And so my year, we had 10 students graduate. And then I think in the year right below me, there was also 10 students.
Wow.
Yeah.
So quite an honor, quite a prestigious program here. And I seem to remember that it was a couple of years ago that I saw on television the one and only Tom Hanks sort of giving props to Wright State Film School.
Yeah. He's someone who works for him, went through the program. I think he's now like a producer or something, but he works for Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks made a commercial endorsing our program and saying how great it was. So.
Just as a testament to the kind of excellence that comes through Wright State
you wouldn't
Film School.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it because it's just this little commuter school right in Dayton, Ohio, but we're considered one of the top film programs in the nation, actually.
It's just astonishing, and what a point of huge pride. Speaking of which, the Big Lens Film Festival is this Thursday night at the Neon Movies, and as of last night, it's actually completely sold out.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that so soon.
What a shot in the arm. Congratulations again for that. Tell us a little bit about what this is. This is sort of like the final proof of the work of all these years.
Yeah, this is the festival that happens every year where they show the latest short films coming out of the Wright State program, mostly from it's our junior thesis and senior thesis film projects that we have. You know, for most of us, it's the first film that we've actually had any kind of budget for. We actually worked in a very professional manner to make the films, had a whole entire crew, went through the whole casting process. So it's a really big deal. For most of us, like I said, it's the first time we've done anything to that scale. And it's also, for a lot of us, the first time a large audience, a lot of whom we don't even know, get to see our work in a public space on a big screen in a theater,
How exciting.
Yeah.
Just completely exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about your film or maybe just an overview? I would love to hear.
Yeah, my film that I worked on with my film partner, Kyle Wilkinson, and then our producer was Emily Ann Evans, both of whom also worked on the reinvention story stuff. We made a film called Punk Girl that I wrote and directed. And it's about a punk girl. Obviously, she's a young woman, 20-something. And she's kind of, it's a sort of day in the life piece. It takes place in the span of 24 hours. And she is sort of floating in this sort of like punk anarchist sort of anti-authority scene. And she's sort of like choosing that scene, but at the risk of sort of severing a connection with her family, in particular a character that's said to be her little sister in the film. So she's kind of struggling between those two parts of her life at that moment.
So what defines a short then? So you tell this story in a certain amount of time or less?
Yeah. I think most shorts, it could be anywhere from like 5 usually to like 15, maybe a little bit longer minutes. My film's about, most of the films at the festival are like 15 minutes. And usually, like, if you get in the range of, like, 30 minutes, you're getting into, like, featurette range,
Okay. So it is by length, really.
Yeah, usually. And when you're working with, like, a short film, I always like to tell people that, like, working with a much more simple concept is the way to go. You just take a really good, simple idea and that I think that's what makes it like a really strong
fully
short.
Flesh that
yeah,
out.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Will all 10 of the films be shown this Thursday night, or is it just a selection
well,
of those?
Well, it's going to be 6 films, and then there's going to be a few trailers, actually, for films that might be hopefully will be playing next year. And all 6 of those of the shorts that are finished are going to be playing this year. We're going to do show 3 of them, do a Q&A with the filmmakers, and then show the next 3 and do a Q&A.
How nice.
Yeah.
And it's sold out. So I always feel a little bit like, sort of like nanny, nanny, boo, boo. But this is just a heads up for next time around. This is the 21st annual.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know, and I don't mean to put you on the spot about Wright State University history, but when was the film department established? Do you know that?
No, I don't know that, actually. But I would guess sometime in the... No, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is that it seems like I've been hearing about it as long as I've ever been in the region. I've certainly been aware that there's a certain excellence that comes through here. Of course, George Williman, our great the Nitrate Film Archivist, and my partner in Filmically Perfect, came through Wright State, as did Jay Todd, who's a storyboard artist. And that was just my first inkling of like, wow, there is something more here than just your average school.
Right.
Are you from the region, Megan?
Yeah, I'm from Inglewood. Yeah, so a suburb outside of Dayton. Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Did you always know you'd go to Wright State?
No, no way. No, not at all. I think when I was like little, I was like, oh, I'm going to go far away and, like, you know, do my own thing or whatever. But I think when I graduated college, it was just a few people. I'd seen a few, like, articles about it in the newspaper. And, you know, I had always been into the arts. So I was, like, a dancer. And I was always making – I made, like, little films at my high school and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I started seeing all this, like, some publicity about the film program at Wright State. And that they had like a really strong documentary emphasis, and that just, I don't know, I went for it.
And it's here in your backyard.
Right here in my backyard, really affordable school for me. And so, yeah, it worked out nicely.
Well, we have seen and expect to continue to see many, many great things coming through the Wright State Film School. I just would love to have a little sneak peek. Where can people find out a little bit more about this year's festivities? The Wright State site?
Yeah, well, no. Our film site is still, I think, a work in progress on the Wright State program. But yeah, we have a Facebook page. Like, Big Lens has a Facebook page. If you just type in, like, Big Lens Film Festival, I'm sure you'll find it. That has, like, we've been updating that as we've gone on through the process. We put the event on the YSO calendar and the SO Dayton calendar. And you should be seeing some... if you've heard of the magazine Telephone,
I think we should
might be like a mentioning of that in the back of the, like, you know, what's happening in Dayton section. And we also, if you go to the Neon, that's where the event's happening. If you go to their website,
which is that and the Little Arch, just examples of great, great independent theaters.
Yeah.
You know,
what would we do without them?
It all goes hand in hand, doesn't it? We got a great school and a great place to show.
Right.
And we are making it happen, all of us in this together. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, you will be on the scene this Thursday. That's August 22nd from 7:30 until 9 p.m. at the Neon. Keep your eyes and ears posted. You know, since it's sold out, maybe you guys should do an encore.
Yeah, I agree. I know.
Put a second.
I know. We might be throwing some people under the bus since they can't get their tickets. So, yeah.
It's just a delight to speak with you. Congratulations on being a graduate. Congratulations on being involved.
Thanks so much.
It was just a truly center of excellence, to say the very least. Thank you, Megan Haig.
Thanks, Nikki, for having me.